The head of NATO's military operations in Libya yesterday accused forces loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi of hiding in hospitals and firing on civilians from roofs of mosques in the rebel-held city of Misrata. Meanwhile, the UN humanitarian chief yesterday announced that the Libyan government has promised access to the besieged rebel city, as Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
The United Nations believes it has reached an agreement with Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's regime to bring humanitarian relief to Tripoli and Misrata. However, the international organization acknowledges they don't have confirmation from Gaddafi's people that the military operations will stop so that humanitarian relief can be delivered. Misrata is Libya's third largest city and has been under siege for 7 weeks by Gaddafi's military, during which hundreds of civilians are thought to have been killed, and evacuees say conditions are becoming increasingly desperate. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says while he's urging an end to the fighting between Gaddafi's troops and those calling for his ouster, the United Nations has a duty to aid those in need. In a separate development, Tunisia has reported that some 11,000 Libyans have fled a remote and mountainous western region where government forces are fighting rebels and crossed into Tunisia over the last week. It said women and children are among those fleeing intense bombing that has destroyed many homes. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.